That's bad business.
Fucking hard, but they can't do it right. I be in my room, up in my head, and I can't sleep at night. Would I be so wrong if I take drugs and go like her tonight? Said I need some help, but if I'm real, I just need her tonight. I was oh so lost, I took some L's, but now I'm back winning. On the road of money, messing Benjis, got them back flipping. Labels calling phones, but I don't answer, that is bad business. I won't see you win, can't see the hate, I won't be that nigga.
Oh, yeah! Business is back. This is a Code of Hammurabi episode, the Book of Secrets episode. This is Barack.
Yo, this is your boy Danny, and
it's pizza pie. It's pizza pie.
Yeah. And Barack is able to eat again.
I'm able to eat. Oh, I'm able to drink. I had my first energy drink this morning. It was a great morning.
How do you feel overall?
I felt great, dude. I came to work so happy.
Yeah.
The sun was shining. It was cloudy, but the sun was shining on my face.
What did you eat today?
I had a bacon, egg, and cheese, turkey bacon.
That's how you kicked it off? Straight up?
Well, after work, yeah.
After work, so you didn't eat the whole day?
Yeah, I don't, yeah, you know,
that
the fasting,
redundant.
Yeah.
No. So it's Eid Mubarak?
Eid Mubarak. That means congratulations.
Congratulations on making it through hell.
Happy, you know.
And now you are closer to Allah.
I am. I feel really good.
All right.
I feel awesome.
And I'm going to say shout out to you.
Thank you.
You didn't drink at the beer event.
Yeah, well, he
not at all.
He had his first sip of Bad Business Bronx Brewery beer
yesterday.
Last night. We went to the brewery, me and Barack, and we stood 10 toes down. We did trivia.
Dude.
We took everyone in the bar on in trivia.
Danny did the clutch move at the end, dude.
It was
clutch move at the end.
It was tough competition.
Final Jeopardy, did you wager all the...
Zero.
No, this is what it was. Look,
we wager zero.
Okay, let's get to it.
This is what happened. All right, so... The teams that were behind us in third and fourth place both had 51 points. We were in second place with 72. You could wager 20 points. And the team ahead of us had like 81. They were up by like maybe like 10 or something like that. So I'm like, all right, let's wager nothing. Worst case scenario, we lock in second place.
Yeah.
Best case scenario.
We win.
Because they wouldn't have the points. They'd be 1 point behind us. Why? If they wagered all 20 and got it.
Oh, so they probably wagered 11.
They wagered.
So just in case you guys got... They wagered 12.
They wagered everything.
Why?
Yeah. No, because they were cocky. They got every answer right.
But
not the whole game. They went 10 for 10 every round.
No. You're talking about the champions.
Like? The champions.
Yeah. The champions, they only... they wagered 20.
They're champions?
They were the last week's champions.
We took the throne.
Champions. We're the champions now. But they were good.
Continue your story. Go ahead.
Tuesdays you do this?
Tuesdays.
If we record on a Tuesday, I'll go next time.
They have one in the LA
side. I love trivia.
But,
I've hosted trivia.
We should go. We should win in every fucking location.
But so at the end of it, they wagered 20 points. And I was like, yo, look, strategy. Let's just do zero. And then they ended up doing 20. They ended up in second place behind us. The last question was a motherfucker, though.
Yeah.
It was a multiple choice. No, we got it wrong, too.
we would have gotten it wrong regardless.
You had to list all four of the top grossing movies of the 90s. I don't think you could do it right now.
Titanic.
For sure. Everyone got Titanic.
Titanic. Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Yep. We Danny brought that up.
I would say Jurassic Park, Titanic. Just thinking about it. I'm trying to think of other giant movies from the 1990s. Yeah, I'm not sure I would have gotten them. The Lion King.
Yeah, we had that one.
Lion King.
And so you had three out of four?
The one that threw everyone for a fucking loop was
Phantom Menace.
Star Wars Episode 1.
Phantom Menace.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Which I forgot came out in 1999.
We all think of it as in the 2000s.
I don't ever think about it at all.
I mean, I do. So. I remember when it came out.
So, yeah, we ended up winning.
I didn't see Star Wars to the pandemic.
What did we get?
What the fuck?
We got a $35 gift card.
You're not a movie guy.
I am a movie guy.
We got a $35 gift card.
We cleaned our tab.
That's beautiful.
And then I bought a case of fucking Bad Business. Let's talk about the event, guys.
Oh, yeah. It was a very successful event.
Before we start sucking our own dicks, I'll ask us to suck our own. You suck your own dick individually. What was your guys' favorite moment of the event or your favorite part of it?
My favorite part was to finally thank Alana for everything she's done for us at the Bronx Brewery. And also just to...
No, that was your one.
No,
it was on.
Back to that. Okay, same
fair
idea.
Enough, fair enough.
And just to thank her for everything she's done and the whole. We got a beer. We got a fucking beer. That was a good, like, thank you so much. I almost cried.
Yeah, you were very emotional.
Yeah, no, I love her.
And he was sober.
Yeah.
And it's funny that his thing is earnest because he was sober for the event.
I was very sober.
Yeah, and he meant that. It. He meant every word. And honestly, he was choked up. I heard him. Yeah. I was like, God damn.
It was nice. Right. And I once again, shout out to you for not drinking in a world of temptation. You actually took a sticker and put it over a C4 after the sun.
Shout out Jose.
Down.
Shout out Jose. I came in with the C4. He's like, let me put the label over it. I was like, for real? He's like, yeah.
No, that's great. He's got good ideas. We gave him an award.
I love him.
Shout out to Jose.
Most sophisticated man of the night.
He won most sophisticated. Sophisticated at the baddies. Danny, what was your favorite part of the night?
I mean, the whole thing was just a constant, like, highlight. It didn't end, but I would say my favorite, like, the thing I had the most fun with was creating that burger.
Mm. Yeah, that burger is cool. Burger is cool.
What was the burger? What was inside?
If you guys weren't there, we made a terrible burger.
Yeah, we heard that they were giving people real menu items for their events, so we wanted to make the most disgusting one possible and make it very expensive.
It'll break your bank.
Just lettuce, onion.
No.
Sauces.
I'm almost certain it was just lettuce and sauce.
There was an onion.
There's onions and pickles.
Well,
and
I couldn't
all the
get
condiments.
Near it. It was making me gag.
Well, onions and pickles are condiments now in burgers, right? They're accessories.
You almost threw up because I started punching the burger to make it more messy.
It got punchy.
No, and the smells started coming out of it once you started punching it.
Gagged and ran away.
I hate mustard and ketchup. I hate both of them, like, so much.
Yeah.
Like, my girlfriend knows, like, if you're going to do the ketchup thing, we're not a squirt directly on the fries group. You make your own little section and you dip because I'm not getting it on
that. What was your favorite part?
Surprisingly, the dating game.
I
had
that was fun.
So
that was my
much
second.
Fun with the dating game because the optics of it.
You want to recap?
Yeah. So, and I'll just say this. So, my girlfriend's friend Ashley came a little late, and when she walked in, it was just three men
blindfolded
with t-shirts, and she said it looked like a hostage video.
Yeah.
And
I wanted to make that joke, and you said no, and snatched them.
Hamas.
You wanted to make a Hamas joke. That is not cool.
No. I was going to say, hey, we're not making a Hamas video, but we have a game.
A hostage.
Hamas never made a video like that.
Yeah, a hostage joke. If you wanted to go with ISIS, that could have worked. Yeah. But, like, I stopped your bad joke from happening.
It was
happening.
Terrible joke.
You got to get the terrorist group name right.
You would have been, everybody would have been
well,
like,
no. You want to suck the air out of the room? Mention the Israel-Palestine conflict.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Go what happened on the game.
Anyway.
So we put, we had a big.
She walked in the room.
We had a big slideshow, and one of the things in our slideshow was just a 5-minute timer. And I did that for a lot of reasons, but essentially we had Mayhem Melody. Shout out to her. We had three men.
Melody Mayhem?
No, it's Mayhem Melody. Mayhem Melody up there with three men blindfolded, and we played a blind dating game that we stole from TikTok where we asked them questions, and then Mayhem responds, and they go back and forth, and no one can see anyone. And everyone we had up there was pretty toxic, and they picked the most Mayhem Melody, with her sensibilities, she picked the one who responded the most toxic.
Well, I want to shout out Derek for the Bad Business Champion.
She was like, I like guys with mad BMs.
Shout out Shane Z.
I got a BM.
Shout out to Shane Z.
And shout out Sixth Man of the Year.
JD.
Yeah. They did an amazing job. I thought they'd be stuck up, choked up during the dating game, but they were giving great answers. They're playing along.
Yeah, they were having fun.
They're troopers. They did their thing. I thank you guys for even,
and
like,
we threw
you
them
know,
to the wolves.
Yeah,
and then
we did.
And obviously, because they were blindfolded, no one knew who the woman was.
Yeah.
And she was like, I like humiliating men as blindfolded.
And so after that, after everyone was unblindfolded, she made an announcement like, come see me April 14th. And honestly, if you want to go to a strip club for April 14th, go to Mermaids. Go to wherever Mayhem
Mermaids.
So Derek technically won a date with her, but then afterwards he was like, I don't know, she'd be pegging dudes. So
uh-huh. But not, and also really his phone was dead and he couldn't find her. That's what he told me.
He was interested.
Yeah, she's hey. It's an attractive woman. Well, you know, why not? You don't have to get, if you don't pay, maybe you don't get pegged.
Hey.
But either way, we had a dominatrix play the TikTok dating game.
She'd be body slamming dudes.
Yeah, dude.
They like are into it.
They're saying thank you.
They're like, oh, and fuck.
I bet it's a lot of whites. I bet that's not, it feels very white.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, fair enough. But the whole evening was a success, so much so that the brewery says they want to work with us again. So
shout out to the brewery.
Summertime, I don't be surprised if there's a bad business palooza or a bad the business best part jam. Is
they looked like they were having so much
honorable fun mention. If you weren't there, we announced that we are officially having a team at Rucker Park this year. This summer, the Summer League at Rucker Park, Bad Business would be in attendance.
But playing against Tracy Morgan and Kyrie Irving. Imagine we get to slay the dragon that is Kyle Anderson. Imagine Kyle Anderson comes and we get to face our foe.
That'd be fucking awesome.
I've bet on his unders several times just for him refusing to interview us.
Hey, it's a safe bet. But thank you to everyone who came to the event. There were so many great moments. Let's run through the winners. So JD won Sixth Man of the Year.
Yeah, Alana and Adiana won Baddies of Millennium.
We've got some grievances there.
What? No, let's get through the trophies first before we air our grievances. Let's shout our people. Shane Z won Best Freestyle.
Pal won the Champion Award. Best Dressed, Gabe Machete Black. My bro, congratulations, you are sexy that
Rucker
night.
Park won the Home Away from Home Award.
Swan, specifically.
Who won Best Albanian?
Oh,
Bato won Albanian.
Best Albanian. Bato Eating? What's his last name?
Bato ate a lot.
Eating.
Bato Eating. Yeah, same ballpark. And is there anyone we're missing? I know
we are. Best Friend Award, Wepa.
Young Wepa, yeah.
Shout out
Young
Wepa.
Most sophisticated went to Jose.
Thank you, Jose, again for like putting up with us and putting out that amazing video. We recreated the Maury video, which is fucking fun to do. That was great. That
now
was great.
Our grievances. Austin Sauer.
Son of a bitch.
He's not a son of a bitch.
Yes, he is. He's a son of a bitch.
Austin Sauer.
You were going to say the name, I'm booing.
You were going to win a trophy for best beef. But now, the beef is with you.
Boo! Austin, you're trying to be nice in the DM, say you want to come here? You wanna be on the show after you didn't come to the
wait pause I gotta give Austin, more, I gotta give Austin. More context to the best beef trophy. It's because of the episode that he had with Frank Vibes where the telephone call that was
and it would have been episode. So funny to give it to him because Austin Sauer texted me before the event and he was like, "What is this baddie awards? That sounds like some pause shit." And I was like, "I'm not a baddie," like, and I was like, "Hey man, it's not pause
and then,
shit."
And then I would have given him
the
best beef
award, which is some pause shit, so it would have gotten his ass.
I was going to announce best beef at first and then be like, wait, so this is why it's best beef. Blah, blah.
Yeah, Austin, just want to say this. We used to like your beef. Now, we think you have the worst beef ever. We don't like your beef no more.
I think we need a Frank Vibes episode now.
Frank Vibes gets the best beef award. He has a better beef.
We're selling it. We're going to ship him an award that Austin should have got.
Yeah. We're going to give you the best beef.
Ironically, my friend's, my girlfriend's friend got beef stuck in his teeth earlier in the night, so I just gave him the trophy.
Wait, you gave it away?
Yeah.
Why?
It was a night of giving, Dan.
Yeah, I was drunk. I was giving stuff away.
All right.
We gave away the horse.
You guys gave away the wrong trophy to
we
someone as well.
We gave away chains. Well, what?
Yeah, speaking of which... Which one of you did that?
Wasn't me.
What?
Pow ended up with the best dress trophy, and someone else ended up with the champion.
Whoever was handing me the trophies to give out.
I didn't hand that trophy to you.
Everybody got the wrong awards.
Not
everybody.
Only two out of nine.
We did good, I guess.
Yeah, we did fine.
I was sober. It can't be me. I was just.
You think Gabe went up to the table dressed with best friend?
Think about this. It's all his fault. He was sober. He has no excuse.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do it.
No, it was your fault, though.
You didn't let me touch the trophy.
I wasn't letting you guys do a lot of stuff.
Dude.
Oh, but speaking of people I didn't want to do stuff.
Yeah.
Danny.
What's up?
Do you remember what game was on?
What game?
Yeah, basketball game.
No, what basketball? Oh, the NCAA.
So, UConn,
the women's championship.
UConn and Iowa were playing the semifinals in their semifinal game at the same time. So there was a large contingency of UConn fans in the other side of the bar. As soon as UConn lost, Danny grabs the microphone, sprints to the other side of the bar, and announces that Iowa wins. And then he screams, "Fuck UConn!" loudly into the mic.
I'm a natural born heel.
Hey, he did a good, I like it.
All right?
No, it made
that's what I do.
It made me laugh a lot.
I'm a goddamn heel. I see a microphone, I'm going to antagonize.
My immediate reaction was to let Danny finish, come back, and say, hey, Danny, I need that microphone.
I didn't like that.
I took it, I turned it off, I gave it to the bartenders and said, we can no longer be trusted with this.
I'm also a big Caitlin Clark fan.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. She's
well,
a huge...
I'm happy she lost.
Yeah, she did lose to South Carolina.
I like those girls, South Carolina. They went 38-0.
Yeah, that is
38-0.
Wait, Iowa lost?
Yeah,
they lost the championship on Sunday.
38-0. Congratulations, South Carolina. The woman cocks. What is it called? The cocks?
No, the
game cocks.
The game giantess.
The game giants.
Well, at least the UConn's men team won it all. So
that's crazy. Why did you call it the game giants?
They're not the game giants.
I know, but I'm just saying they should be.
Well, you know, they don't want to change the name because then they're admitting that it has to do with cock.
It's true. It's a big cock to swallow.
But it's a chicken. The chicken, the cock.
Which team is that?
The Gamecocks.
The Carolinas?
South Carolina. South Carolina Gamecock.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a chicken.
Yeah, she's the best.
But the event was a smashing success. We announced so much. We won so much. We got a lot of love. And speaking of the event, let's go over last week's predictions.
It's the final part of the show. Let's make
predictions. Is it the final part of the show?
No, I only made one button, though.
You should make another one.
Danny, do you remember your predictions from last week?
We sell out and...
Danny said Bronx Brewery East Village runs out of Bad Business Beer event at event. And we ran out of cans.
Good.
10 cases gone. 240 cans of Bad Business.
We sold 240 cans?
We love you guys. For
get the cases. Fuck out of here.
How yeah, cases? Dude. We did it.
How did we sell 240 beers?
That we had 100 plus people there.
We got an email
all
this
get
morning.
Two.
We got an email this morning. They had to let us know we had to re-up. And they're like, yeah, we got it all back if you guys want to come back. So if you guys want to go back to LES location again and buy Bronx Bad Business beer, it's there now.
And that doesn't seem right. I don't
we
know.
We did it. No,
240?
We did.
Yeah, because we had 24 beers amongst ourselves to
the
give
UConn
out, and they
people,
had 8 more cases.
And they also are selling it to the people that are watching the UConn game.
And I kept yelling on the mic, buy the beer, buy the disgusting sandwich.
And guess
sandwich.
What they did?
Bought the beer.
Well,
and
I hey,
buy the disgusting sandwich is $50.
Don't fucking test me. It was my prediction, goddammit.
Well, you're the one trying to downplay it, but
I'm
trying to
I'm
a contrarian.
I'm just like, wow, yeah, 240?
I'm grumpy.
We made the best beer in America.
Yeah, that's true. And then do you remember your second prediction?
I don't know.
Ohtani breakthrough. There will be a breakthrough in the Ohtani case.
Oh, what happened?
So apparently the whole reason his contract is structured the way it is because they're dodging tax money.
Yeah.
So California lawmakers seek to close the Shohei Ohtani tax loophole. It's a massive hidden ball trick. That's the name of... an article that just came out.
Yeah, so he gets paid later when he moves to another state so he doesn't get taxed out the ass on the money.
Correct.
Yeah.
But that just came out today. And on top of that, more information is coming out. That's a breakthrough.
Yeah.
You said I went one for one earlier. What would happen?
So your prediction was the world recognizes and respects us.
And they did.
Yeah, at least for one night.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's debatable.
Who do you know anyone else's whose faces are on a beer can?
Yep. You know what? We went to trivia. We said this. We went to trivia night, and people were fucking next to us. They didn't know this is our beer. Hey, can I get another Bad Business? Can I get another round of Bad Business? Can I get another round of Bad? I was hyped.
Okay, so never mind. Because the fact that they didn't say hi to you and put two and two together that it was you on the
beer.
No,
they were saying hi to me.
Means that they didn't recognize you.
I was talking to the bartender about
recognize Bad Business, not me.
Okay.
The trivia champions, they said what's up. They were actually at the event, too.
At our event?
Yeah.
Where?
Around.
Okay.
They were hanging out.
And then I'm the only one that got the prediction wrong. I said two major on-air talents will come to the beer event.
Ooh. I try to tell you, man.
Mike Medium
came. That's one, though.
You needed one. You need one more.
That's one. You know, and you know what? You guys are on a different air.
You win.
I win. All right, Barack, you put the song of the week in the system. What is it and why did you pick it?
Well, I heard this song on TikTok and I liked it. And also, why I liked it is because the guy says Bad Business.
Do you guys hear people saying Bad Business all the time
now,
since the show has started?
It's the red car effect. What is it called?
Whenever I hear it now, I'm like, huh.
Yeah, it's Pavlovian.
It's a red car effect. Now that that we have a nice podcast, we got shit going, and it's called Bad Business. I hear Bad Business way more often. So anyway, this is Cobain by EJ Monix. Shout out TikTok.
Also, this song sounds like this because that's how the song sounds. We didn't distort it or anything. The levels are good. This is just how the song sounds.
Fucking hard, but they can't do it right. I be in my room, up in my head, and I can't sleep at night. Would I be so wrong if I take drugs and go like her tonight? Said I need some help, but if I'm real, I just need her tonight. I was oh so lost, I took some L's, but now I'm back winning. On the road of money, met some Benjis, got them back flipping. Labels calling phones, but I don't answer, that is bad business. I won't see you win, can't see the hate, I won't be that nigga.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Yo, you know there's a place called Shitland?
Shitland?
Yeah. It's an island off the Scotland, the mainlands of Scotland.
Scat.
It's called Shitland.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Who lives there?
Shit. The shit people.
Shitheads.
The shitheads.
That doesn't surprise me. You know.
You know the mayor is?
Shit.
You.
Yeah, shit. You're the mayor of Shitland.
I shouldn't be. I fucking
you're the mayor
did well.
Of fucking Shitland.
Hey, fuck you guys. But Shitland is funny.
You can use that as an insult. This fucking guy. He's a fucking mayor of Shitland over here.
I was going through a rabbit hole of people like entrepreneurs in Shitland. It's like, yeah, they're all really heavy Scottish accents. And they talk about, yeah, I love Shitland. And
does
I'm the number
the
one
same
shit
thing to them?
Is S-H-E-T land.
Shet.
Shet, but they say shit.
Ah.
Because the accent.
Shetland?
Shitland. I'm from Shitland.
Well, there's a bunch of places like that. Like, you know how like
Titicaca?
Bangkok.
Titicaca is a hilarious
Titicaca. Titicaca.
Isn't that what Diddy got in trouble for?
For going to Titicaca?
No, for doing Titicaca.
He has That's good. But Shitland is funny. Who are you going with this?
So
you said Bangkok? I got in trouble for doing a Bangkok to Brock in
middle
school.
I think you said this already. Fucking, I threw up. You remember what the fuck we talked about? The Bangkok? He made me throw up.
What is a Bangkok?
He started a Bangkok war. And I finished it.
Just hit me with the...
I didn't start on Bangkok.
We
started
probably
it.
Started. Was that punching each other in the dick?
Yeah, and you yelled Bangkok.
But yeah, I don't know. This sounds familiar, but...
I dropped the Hiroshima, Nagasaki
you
of the Bangkok
already.
War.
I'm certain I did. Yeah, because then I told the story about Jimmy punching me in the dick and then strangling
exactly.
Me out.
Exactly, yep.
Fucking
asshole.
Got me suspended, bitch.
Yeah, so I'm not going to Bangkok
Wait,
you again.
Snitched?
Yeah, he got me suspended.
I didn't. I was throwing up. I was about to throw up, but the teacher saw it. And the teacher sent us to the deans.
No, you did throw up. Like a little bitch.
I didn't throw up. I was about to. I didn't throw up. Anyway, teacher saw it and he brought us there. He said, what do you want to do? I was like, I don't know. I'll see about Bangkoking him again, but I'm going to just expect another one. So he's like, you want me to just suspend him? I was like, do
somehow.
You, bro?
The war has to end.
Yeah,
somehow.
I fucking Nagasaki.
Like, this guy
he had to wave the white flag after that.
Did you guys have a moment where you like, getting punched in the dick is no longer acceptable?
Yeah, after that shit.
Yeah, because how old? What age?
Because I
was
fucking
in sixth grade.
Dropped the fat man on you.
Yeah, it was stupid.
But when you were young, people used to punch each other in the dick and do. You all ever tabletop?
No, that sounds boring.
Tabletopping is the
Again,
meanest.
Tabletop is nuts.
It's the meanest thing.
Tabletop.
No, have you guys ever? Do you not know what tabletop?
No, what is it? Explain.
Hey, yo.
We used to do it all the time. So what happens is, if you were standing up, Barack. gets on all fours behind
See,
you.
See, this is nuts.
Behind your knees, and then I push you over.
Oh, this is a classic. Oh, I know. That's called table topping?
Yeah, because it's like a table.
I get it.
And you're pushing the guy over the table. So, like, I retired table topping and punches in the dick pretty much early high school.
I stopped sixth grade.
Yeah. The dean was like, what do you want to do, Barack? Suspend him?
I was like, I don't know. He was like,
the guy hated me.
Yeah, he didn't like you already.
One time I got in trouble because by accident, I what?
It's just the fact, what are you going to do, suspend him? You want to crucify him?
He wanted me out.
You want me to hold him down and you do it back at him? I was like, I don't know.
Let's tabletop him.
He's giving me ideas.
He hated me. No, one time I accidentally.
I have a soft spot for
you. Put a whistle?
Yeah. I have a soft spot for Danny because I'm also very, like, irritable and unlikable.
One time I accidentally stepped on this girl's sneakers, and they were, like, new sneakers. I didn't mean to. We were outside, and she threw, like, a hissy fit and went to him. And
just give him a reason for Danny.
The dean was like, clean her sneakers. Like, in the office.
I remember that.
And I was like, what? No, I'm not doing that. And he was like, all right.
Schneider ass.
Well, then she's going to step on your sneakers. And I was like, no, what? Fuck
this. Was that the trade? Did she step on your sneakers?
No, I walked out of this scot-free.
He's just doing the Bernie Sanders to Danny, just tapping his fingers.
But it was an accident.
Yeah, it was an accident. It wasn't intentional or malicious, but she was going crazy because they were like new sneakers. And I didn't mean to, but like, goddamn.
Yeah, New Yorkers take their sneakers seriously.
Yeah, she was a bitch.
I can see that shit happening.
She's probably got like four kids.
Back to Shit Island.
Shitland.
There's a in San Diego. There's a very, very cool place known as Garbage Beach.
Shut up.
Dead ass. I went to Garbage Beach.
It was
my favorite place I visited while I was there.
It sounds like a surfer place.
It is. It is like the local like hangout spot. If you don't want to go,
let's go to Garbage Beach.
Correct.
Correct. Yep.
And then you know where the asteroid landed to kill the dinosaurs?
Where?
That's the Yucatan Peninsula. The capital of the Yucatan Peninsula is a place called Poop.
Yeah. Where's in Yucatan?
Mexico.
Oh. Yeah. Really? That's where dinosaurs? Oh, shit.
Yeah, the asteroid landed in Yucatan.
Speaking of Mexico.
Hit me.
I'm going to fucking Mexico, guys.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a week. I'll be gone. Sorry. Sorry, producer Pete. Yeah. I was supposed to celebrate his birthday at the Yankee game
and,
just now. I forgot. I was going on a cruise.
And we're sitting here.
And I texted
and
him.
Brock is just like throwing out all these harebrained ideas of how he's going to sneak liquor onto a cruise ship filled to the brim with bottles of liquor.
Shout out what Carnival Cruise, baby.
What I need you to do is send us an update on the liquor situation from the boat.
Oh, I'll do that. I'll send it to you after I'm done with the cruise.
No, send a voicemail.
There's no service on the water.
You get Wi-Fi. Yeah, they
have Wi-Fi now?
Yeah, I think you have to pay for it.
I'll send you updates.
You have to pay for that.
Oh, fuck that shit. Yeah, we got to pay for everything. What is this, JetBlue?
Yes, almost exactly.
You want pretzels?
I mean,
$20.
If they can make a dollar here, they make a dollar there. Why not, you know?
Hey, bada bing, bada boom.
Hey, you know, we'll pay for it.
It's like cruise ships are like U-Hauls. You get them. Oh, and Danny, it's time. We got him a mystery beer, and he doesn't know what it is. We all just finished our Bad Business beers because we only got three. Can I get a drum roll? Can you smack on the table? And your mystery drink is...
Dunkin' Donuts Spiked Iced Tea.
He's so confused.
I didn't know Dunkin' had spiked drinks.
By the branding.
I thought it was a coffee drink.
It's a 5% alcohol iced tea made by Dunkin'.
Congratulations, Danielle. You won a fucking amazing drink.
He's looking at
it.
Is there caffeine?
Is there caffeine?
Like, it's not you. Like, you're not poisoning your body with alcohol? I don't fucking know.
I don't care. Let's drink that shit.
I looked at the label and I was like, I'll give that.
Hey, give us a review. Quick review.
If you want to swap, hey, I'm giving you the opportunity to trade.
No. Danny Sportsman is a review.
Yep. I don't even know if I have the Danny Sportsman button anymore. Let's see. It might be in Bank 8 or Bank 7.
Should I not take a sip yet?
Nope.
This fucking...
Yep.
Oh, Danny's...
Now it's time for Danny's drink minute. Good luck filling out a minute.
All right. The brand new Dunkin' Spiked Slightly Sweet Iced Tea.
Yeah.
It's a long can of orange with Dunkin' Donut
the
logo
fuck,
right on it.
Man.
19.2 fluid ounces. Is that how you say it? It's one pint. Nah, I'm going to take a sip of it.
Danny's first sip. Going down the hatch.
Oh, my God.
ASMR. Jack off to this.
Sons of bitches.
He's going in for a second.
He likes it.
I don't know if he likes it or he's just doing his due diligence.
Oh,
he's squishing
sommelier.
It around the mouthfeel like a sommelier. God damn, you two are stupid.
Sommelier.
Sommelier.
Sommelier. Fucking sommelier, motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't got. I've said it so many sommelier times.
Sommelier,
that shit, the Bronx public school system needs to be sued.
What? They teach your kids
silence.
Silence. The verdict is in. I'm going to give this a very nice 8 out of 10.
Oh! Oh. Congratulations, Dunkin' Donuts. You weren't as good as a Bad Business beer, but you were there.
This is our old bank that we retired.
It's pretty nice, actually. I'm not going to lie. And it says it is brewed with real tea.
I believe it's Dunkin'.
They make everything real. It's from Boston, Massachusetts, of course.
Dunkin' Donuts is from Boston.
Just like Ben Affleck.
Oh, is that why they do that?
It's a Boston company. Dunkin' Donuts is from Boston. Yeah.
You know Ben Affleck's daughter is trans now?
I knew it.
She like announced it at Ben Affleck's dad's funeral.
Good job.
She went up to the stand and was like, everybody, like during, like as a funeral speech, she was like, everybody, I'm trans.
Well, his son now.
His now son like announced the name.
You know, congratulations.
Yeah,
to
he was probably waiting on that old fuck to die, so she felt comfortable.
So he
felt
comfortable. Oh yeah,
felt comfortable.
Like an old racist Boston grandpa.
I'll be honest. I know a lot of gay dudes who are just like waiting out their grandparents.
You know what? I can say this now.
To come out. I'm being sensitive. I know two people who have that.
You know what? We can say this now. He has some balls to do that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good joke.
They went up at the funeral, and I think Jennifer Garner has one as well. I don't know.
I'm not on the Wikipedia for celebrities with trans kids.
Megan Fox has three
trans kids.
But she made them do it.
Oh, it's one of them.
Yeah. Hey, you can't say that. That's problematic.
Yeah. We're getting into messy territory.
Hey, bro.
Anyway, so I was recently...
They did it on their own, all right?
I don't know why I was watching this. I was watching, like, the press release for Oppenheimer.
Three.
What about
the press release from Oppenheimer?
Anyway, so...
Oh, my God. I hope it's where I think it's going, because I got a thought.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen it. I've got a thought.
Four times already.
So really? I was watching...
Sick. It's good.
So, that's 12 hours.
So this
it's
is
good. Twice in theaters. Once in IMAX. I'm sorry.
They're in the red carpet premiere for the Oppenheimer film in England. And I noticed that... is Killian or Cillian?
Killian.
Killian Murphy had his hands in his pocket.
Handsome man.
And he didn't want to shake the Queen's hand.
Yep. Oh yeah, because it's beef.
No, hold on. I was wondering what it was, and I read into it, and I found out it was in protest because in 1920 there was the royal family announced that if anyone, an Irishman with their man in the pocket, will be shot dead.
Mm.
So then once I got into the rabbit hole, I realized that every Irishman that has met the royal family has their hands in their pockets, like fuck you.
Shoot me.
Like, yeah, shoot me, bitch.
What's up, bitch?
Yeah, shoot bitch.
So they're doing
bitch.
Gang
choking
shit?
All that,
It's gang shit,
choking
bitch.
All that,
I don't give a fuck.
What's up?
And shout out to Killian Murphy. I fuck with you even more now because you a fucking demon.
You said the 1920s?
Is that the Peaky Blinders guy?
Yeah, that's the Peaky Blinders dude. Was that when the Troubles happened?
No, soon after the Troubles happened. But it was, they didn't do the Troubles.
It's kind of funny that there's a period of time that they just called the Troubles.
The Troubles happened in 1980s.
Yeah. Speaking of Oppenheimer, it just had its Japanese premiere.
That's what I was going to bring up.
Yeah.
This last Friday, Oppenheimer opened in Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The look on Barack's face.
They hadn't seen it yet. I mean, they've seen it, but they haven't seen it.
They've
seen it, but they haven't seen it.
All right, look.
It was third in Japanese box office this weekend.
I didn't watch the movie when it came out. I watched it when it got on HBO, okay? And I remember the big backlash it got from Japan.
It's actually on Peacock.
I saw it on Peacock. Sorry, Danny. Thank you. I watched it, and I remember the backlash when the movie came out. And once I watched it, I was like, hey, this is kind of respectful because Oppenheimer shows remorse.
It's not that bad.
But no, it was beautiful. It was beautifully portrayed. Like, dude,
people are like,
for what purpose?
It problematic.
It isn't because this is history, right?
The Japanese were walling.
A 96-year-old Japanese man who lived through the attacks said, from Hiroshima's standpoint, the horror of nuclear weapons was not sufficiently depicted. The film was made in a way to validate the conclusion that the atomic bomb was used to save the lives of Americans. Fair.
It was.
No, I mean, it was honestly they weren't backing down, dude. Japanese, one thing I love about them, they don't fucking back down, dude.
Hey, shout out to them for
killing the only thing that makes them back down is themselves when they fucking.
I heard this quote before. It's the Japanese when they get something happens in the world, like they one up it. Like when the thinnest needle came out, they were like, "How can we put a hole in it?" That's where their minds are, right? It's just like so they go abstract. They don't think like, "Oh, we could go thinner." No, they're like, let's put a hole in that bitch, and then there comes the fucking the syringe.
Yeah, the Japanese like, were like wild that. During that time. The rape of Nanking was kind of crazy. They were on a tear.
I want to show love to Japan.
I'm not in the.
I love Japan.
Americans can't quite judge.
All
what
I want to say,
countries.
I just want to say one thing. I've said it to you before, that every Purple Heart medal that has been given out.
You've said this on the show.
No, I haven't said it on the show. I said it in the car.
Okay.
I said it in the car.
Go ahead, buddy.
Every Purple Ribbon medal that's been given out for getting shot.
Purple Heart.
Yeah, Purple Heart. Purple for getting
ribbons.
Shot. In
Purple
the,
ribbons, dude.
In the line of duty was made in anticipation of our conflict with Japan back then. Because that's how, like, bloody they were expecting it to be. And, like, that's how many Americans were going to die. Like,
dude.
And because they dropped those bombs... That war never happened, and Japan is kind of like chilled out.
Well, it only happened.
They chilled out then.
No, we like took over their financial system
and
turned them into a hub of manufacturing.
We bombed them so hard, now they're just like, kiwi,
no,
enemy.
No. Yo, Dean. Yeah, anyway, one thing, yeah. One thing I do like, not like, I don't like it. I'm sorry. It just the positive part of what happened to them, sadly, is that they got to rebuild immensely. Everything they have is new. And when I thought about that, I just looked around New York. We have a bunch of old, shitty buildings, dude, and you can't do nothing about it. And
so let's sacrifice a couple hundred thousand New Yorkers.
No, I'm just saying.
No, the good thing that came out of it was Godzilla.
No, I thought about this. I thought about this, and I was like...
Dude, no, Godzilla Japan, was a Godzilla is a direct.
Hey, I'm booing anything you say.
Godzilla is a direct response to the bombings. Yeah,
I know that. I love Godzilla.
It represents the fucking terror.
You mentioned this a couple times, that, but yeah, -1 is pretty good. I gotta get into that. But yeah, like I was saying, it's fucking. Imagine New York all just new buildings and everything's new. Wouldn't that be awesome? 100,000
people dead.
I know, it's sad. It's sad, but they got to rebuild immensely.
No, in
way
Asian
more died.
God willing, they rebuilt Gaza.
The rape of Nanking was a lot worse in death toll and rapes. The bomb didn't rape anyone.
But they were
it just killed them.
Invade America. Dude, it's a whole different thing.
There's
you're talking about, you're being very flippant about the morality of a nuclear bomb. Something debated highly by scholars forever.
I've seen World War II diaries.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were doing there was nuts. They were beheading and raping like dead Chinese.
Yeah, they were fucking crazy.
No one's saying that's cool.
It's badass.
But that was what was happening.
You know what? You do that, you get a bomb.
Yeah, that was just what
and
was
then
happening.
You know what else? You get another one right there, Fred.
Yeah, they got two of them.
Yeah.
The challenge.
Speaking
button.
Of bombs,
no.
The Wait. Challenge button has been activated.
There's a TV show coming out.
All right, go ahead, Danny. What
no, the Fallout TV
this
show.
This is going off the rails.
I do like, I want to see the Fallout TV show. Yo, you see in the trailer, they were just like, yeah, Jonathan Majors is in this.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
They're listening
is that to- not him?
No, that's very racist.
No, it's not that racist.
It's just a guy that looks just like him.
It is.
Because they have the same skin color as John Majors?
No.
No, there's a black guy that plays...
Oh, Aaron Clifton Moden, that's my bad.
Someone in the...
He does look a lot like Jonathan Majors. Yeah, a little bit.
He plays a guy in the Brotherhood of Steel.
Yeah.
But I thought it was going to be a piece of shit TV show, and apparently the reviews are really good.
Clean cut, dark, and handsome.
There's a handsome guy.
He's handsome.
Walton Goggins is in it. I love Walton Goggins.
Oh, he's great in not Uncut Gems. What's the other HBO show?
You're 0 for 10 now, because you met two fucking celebrities. Well,
met two celebrities.
Vice Principals?
No. What the fuck? It's a show with fucking that guy.
Righteous Gemstones?
There you go.
Yeah, he's in that. He was in The Shield. The Shield. One of the greatest television shows of all time, The Shield, by the way.
Never seen it.
Of course you haven't seen it.
I remember you told me you were watching it with your girl recently, no? Yeah, you were rewatching it. You said it was good. He was recommending it.
No,
it's an amazing show.
Before we go to the challenge button, it is kind of fucking nuts that in the hour before we started recording, I met Logan Paul and Michael Emerson.
Yeah.
Just bumped into them.
Well, remind us who Michael Emerson is.
He's the guy from Lost, the nerdy looking guy.
So
the two-time Emmy winning.
And to be fair, everything I just did, I did earlier.
Speaking of fair, we were at Fairway buying beer. Mm-hmm. And then I went to go get an energy drink. And producer Pete was like, you know what? Let me get some more groceries because I want to eat. So,
go ahead.
Yeah.
So. He's in the new Fallout show.
Is he? Oh!
Michael Emerson's in the new Fallout show.
No way.
Go ahead.
No way. It's a big day for him.
Yeah.
You should have been like, hey, the show.
It was funny.
Does it suck?
So I'm at the drink section because they have a small energy drink section. And producer Pete is like, dude, there's an actor here. He has small glasses. I'm like, no way.
He was wearing the glasses and everything?
He's got the small glasses.
So he just looked for him. As he's looking for Kaiser rolls, we're just like scouting the whole fucking supermarket. We go back to the self-checkout, defeated. Guess who was there? Right next to us.
Yeah.
Michael Emerson. And then he's like, he's right there. I'm like, okay, yeah. And then Producer Pete goes, all right, I'm going to do it. Hey. Oh.
With he a hey, like, long pause.
Long pause. He says, hey, to get his attention. He doesn't look.
And was then, it like that?
Aggressive, like that? Aggressive and loud. Hey, like, is it obvious? I want to get you to, hey. Like,
that's fucked up.
I'm not very quiet.
That'll
so draw. Everything I say comes out like that.
It's very abrasive.
But the thing was, to give it to the actor, it sounded, because we were talking loud.
Yeah.
He might have just thought you were talking to me.
Yeah.
He was like, hey.
He didn't Mike. Answer,
but no, I didn't know his name at all.
The funny part was, there's like, I knew what he was doing, so I just took quiet because I wanted them to have their conversation, and it was just quiet.
Yeah.
And then just behind my ear, I hear everybody's being like, oh, fuck. But then the guy's a sweetheart. He looks at him and says, hey, what's up? And he's like, you're an actor, right?
Yeah, I said, oh, you're an actor, right? And he was like, yes, I am. And I was like, all right. I was like, this is the guy.
Yeah,
and
then, he's happy.
Then just like I did on the episode like three times just now, I went, you're from Westworld, right? And he was like, no. I was like, oh, what were in? And he said a bunch of things.
Lost.
He said Lost, and that was the main one.
Boardwalk Empire?
Not Boardwalk Empire. He said, holy shit, he's been in everything.
He was in Saw?
He's been in The Mask of all the Zorro movies.
Shout out Zorro.
The X-Files.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He's a two-time Emmy winner.
Yeah. He was in Whoopi's fucking sitcom.
Now, this shit, this Duncan shit is giving me, like, flashbacks of drinking, like...
Four Loko?
Yeah.
Is it, like, gross?
It's doing so.
It's getting worse. That 8 out of 10.
He has to drink it faster than
you're drinking. Yeah, it's like a 7 now.
No, but he's in. His name is Dr. Siggy Wilzig in Fallout, and we didn't know who the fuck he was. His name until I walked outside and you looked up Lost's.
You should have been like, "Hey, what's Walton Goggins like?
Is he in Lost too?
No, he's in Fallout.
Fallout. Yeah, I didn't know he was in Fallout until moments ago I just told you he was on Fallout. That's when I learned.
I'm looking forward to going home.
Also, we're glossing right over Logan Paul.
Logan, I was gonna say
the objectively more famous person.
We usually meet before the.
At WrestleMania.
Before we record,
did you watch WrestleMania?
Yeah, I did.
Before we record, we usually meet at Barcade to like wind down. On your way there, you said you saw him.
Hey, I just ran into Logan Paul, and he was just carrying a big sign, like 3 feet by 2 feet, and I guess he was taking pictures with it. And I'm gonna screenshot whatever the fuck he posts. I gotta follow him there. Now.
Did you watch WrestleMania?
I Peacock is gone. Kells.
Kells,
you gotta pay your monthly payments, bro.
You could watch the ad-supported version.
I don't want to do the sign-up.
Or you could just get an IPTV
Did you watch WrestleMania?
Yeah.
I watched the shit out of it.
Wish I did.
I had so much gumption. I was like, hey, Amanda, we're watching WrestleMania.
Was she not into wrestling?
No, she's a woman. I mean, she's a regular woman. She's not Krista. You know, she thinks it's stupid and
it is very stupid.
Yeah,
but you gotta explain it the right way.
It's like theater or like a play.
Yeah,
and it was fan fucktastic. And to finish the Logan Paul story, I said hey, and much like the man at the grocery store who I scared, he was like hey, like real quiet. He didn't want to be bothered, and then I just yelled back at him. I said, "Good job at WrestleMania, United States Champion." And then it made me very happy. Him and his girlfriend both went, "Yeah!"
That's great.
And that was the whole interaction.
Yeah.
Well, why I laughed though when you said the fantastic is because me and JD were talking about you earlier because he's with me the whole day because everybody canceled today.
Yeah.
So I did an impression of Jason. And it was producer Pete.
And who gives a fuck at this point?
At this point, yeah, you're Jason.
My name's Pizza Pie.
And I said, fantastic. Okay, buddy.
And I'll give it to JD.
Do it in his voice.
He started laughing. Like, fantastic. Okay, buddy. I'll see you later. There's like a Puerto Rican that smokes cigarettes, a Puerto Rican aunt.
What's it called? JD's impersonation of me makes me laugh every time he does it. Because he just goes, blah, blah,
blah. I got one.
That's fair. You have a Seth Rogen laugh.
No, it's Peter Griffin. It's more Peter Griffin than Seth Rogen.
You think so? I think it's a combination.
My voice is a little great.
Hey.
Teach their own. But Logan Paul, Michael Emerson back-to-back. And let me tell you my favorite part about meeting them was we meet famous people all the time.
Yeah.
But not fucking the guy from Lost and Logan Paul.
It's different.
They're random.
Out of work, though. It's out of work, it's like you see a Pokemon.
Yeah, it is. Who's that Pokemon?
Yeah.
I saw
Michael Emerson.
I saw Louis C.K. in the pharmacy downstairs from one of my old jobs.
I think we've hit this.
Yeah?
It was right after he got canceled.
Yeah.
Yep, we've
He walked around.
Did I say that he was a jerk off?
It's in earlier episodes.
Did I say that?
Yeah, the Louis C.K. You know what we should do better? And this
Did
is
I take Chris Rock? I saw him in the street.
What should we do better, producer?
No, it's my fault.
I saw Chris Rock in the street, and I was like, I started doing the, hey, are you? And he just looked at me, and he was like, keep it cool. I am. Like, he gave me a nod, and he was like, please, like, don't do that. It was like 9 a.m. in the morning. Like, yeah.
I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, me either.
And he's just got his face. He has to walk around with it.
No, this is pre-slap.
No, but that wasn't even what pre-slap. I was alluding to.
Yeah, no. Give it to the guy.
I'm just pre-slap. Saying, he's walking around being Chris Rock all day, so he knows that is a potential thing that will happen at any moment. And at 9 a.m.
You know what the funniest thing is I was across the street. I was walking, like, in his path, and I just stop, and I stare at him, and he's walking towards me, and he sees me stop, identify him, and just stand there, like,
yo,
like,
speaking about celebrity sightings, we saw Jason Derulo's.
Oh, yeah.
Who's at the fucking solar eclipse? Me and Danny. There's
Danny's
idea.
Good job for you guys for making content without
me.
That's great. Yeah.
Danny had initiative that day. He's like, no, meet me at the fucking West. So what was it?
Washington Square Park. I wasn't even there, and I know.
You remember when we went the first time from Maryland Street? It's a place for freaks.
Yeah, I was like, yo, like, it's a fucking eclipse. Like, there's going to be people there going crazy. Like, might as well.
It was the craziest day. We went. He picked me up from work.
We got cleansed of our sins.
We walked all the way down to Washington Square Park from 23rd to 25th Street.
It's just groups of people.
Everybody's
looking
just
up.
Looking up. Yep. And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
What I did was I walked outside and I looked at the sun with sunglasses on and hurt my eyes.
Me too.
And then I started looking. People litter a lot in my neighborhood. So I was just looking at the ground to see if anyone just threw their glasses on the ground. Mm. And what I eventually found was a large, like, 3-foot piece of film just on the ground. I took it into my apartment. I cut it into pieces.
He lives in Brooklyn, by the way. So you just see artifacts on the floor.
I actually used to
see. The thing was, I walked past 1 3-foot strip of film on one side of the street, and I was like, I'll find something.
I actually used to sneak into 3D movies like that by just picking up the glasses out of the recycling bin that they had at the outside and just go in.
You know what I used to do? When I used to sneak into 3D rides and like theme parks, I'd go into the dump pile.
Yeah.
And I'll sneak in through the exit.
Yep.
And I'll take one of those and I'll go right in. It's dark anyway. And you just go right in.
What I did was I saw a large 3-foot strip of film.
The eclipse on the film.
Two street down.
I'll see you soon.
No, two streets down. And I was like, I'll find something better than that. And I kept walking another 2 blocks and I found another 3-foot strip of
film. What the fuck is going on over there?
And I was like, you know what? I'll try it. And I held it up and it was perfect.
Just nude photos?
No, it was perfect.
It was just like someone's family
it was
to the eclipse.
It's just a man spread eagle and the eclipse is on his cock.
Yep.
He has to look through the eclipse through a guy's nude photo.
No, it was
Craigslist ad.
It was thick, nothing on it film.
Looking for a friend ad.
And I held it up and I could see the eclipse perfectly. And then all my neighbors were like, what are you seeing?
Well, that's better than what that one guy said he was going to do with the fucking pasta strainer.
No, you remember, it was weird because we were watching all these, as we were walking to Washington Square Park, we were watching everybody's method of seeing the eclipse. And actually, we saw like med students holding up x-rays.
Yeah.
X-ray sand.
Yeah, the x-ray paper is like almost exactly what this film
is.
I'm just calling it film because I don't know what the fuck it
They're
was.
Smarter than
it was a black translucent thing.
That's kind of a flex. They were like, we're smarter than all of you. Yeah, look at what we're doing.
Oh, where'd you get those glasses? 7-Eleven?
Yeah, the library.
Poor.
They were actually giving them out at the library.
It was like
because that's where you go when the eclipse happens for some reason. That's what everyone thinks.
It was like tumor
to the library.
Well, when something happens like once every 50 years, there's not exactly protocol.
Apparently 500 years, because this is like the most extreme it has been, right?
It wasn't shit. I wasn't impressed.
I was very impressed.
Well, the thing is,
I had some very good pictures.
I love nature, and when things happen like this, it's a beautiful thing. And then when Danny says I wasn't impressed, I was like, what do you expect? Like fireworks and shit? Like the earth is bah!
It's like, I didn't come at all.
Motley Crue starts playing. Like, what do you want?
And also, we weren't in the direct path. So, like, places like Indianapolis and Buffalo and Niagara Falls, they got completely blacked out. Like, it looked dark.
Oh, yeah.
It was dark for multiple minutes.
I saw footage of Nigeria.
It's like, it's bound to happen.
It's
like standing at a roulette table and being like, green! Like, okay.
No, it's like
green's going to happen eventually.
No, it's like if you stood at a roulette table for 50 years.
Yeah.
And then green hit.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but it's amazing. It's a
phenomenon.
But you
have no whimsy or love in your life.
You know what?
Your heart is the size of the Grinch.
We're in a modern era. Imagine this happened in like Aztec or medieval times. It would have killed a few people.
Everybody would have died.
Everybody would have died. We got to kill everybody. God is angry.
Well, maybe they wouldn't notice because they can't look up without burning their eyes.
No, they wouldn't notice. The fucking everything's
dark. It's dark.
They didn't have no glasses.
Wait, it's daytime. Look at the sundial. No. This is fucked.
The challenge button has been activated.
This week's challenge button has been activated. This week, it is a pretty straightforward game. You both have 3 lives, and every time you get it wrong, you lose a life. We are playing.
Who can pull their dick out the fastest?
Hangman.
Okay.
Oh my god.
All right. So, Brock goes first because his name is first in the alphabet.
N.
That's one strike. One strike, Brock. I.
I'm not doing it.
I is in.
Doing what?
E.
E is in. If you want to look at the board, this is what the board looks like.
D. B, B.
D?
B!
B, oh. He's out. I mean, that's one strike for Danny. Go ahead.
A.
A is in twice. So we have blank A, blank blank, space blank, I A, blank blank, E, blank. He. Go ahead. 3.
T.
What? He said T?
Yeah.
That's another out for Danny.
I'm gonna go M.
That's another out for Brock.
No, M or N.
C?
That's another. Danny is out. It is up to Brock to solve the puzzle.
Let's go F. What the fuck? You put 2 legs for 1 F?
You are out. No, I forgot to do it. A couple legs. All right, you lose.
No F, no M, no T. What's a common? I should have said S. S is more common.
There was no S. The word was. The words were.
Wait.
Hey, you're not going to get it.
Come on. Macy Gray.
Nope.
Wait, let me get a second.
Why did that grunt? What the fuck? I have a problem, dude.
I'll let you guess 1 letter each.
G.
No. Come on.
Q.
No. So you both lose.
Why the fuck would you go Q?
I don't want to answer. I want to get it over with. What happened?
The phrase that pays was jazz diaper.
That's dumb. That is just 2 random words next to each other.
I want to throw this vape at your
Producer
head.
Pete wins another one.
You don't win shit.
Why? Because you guys couldn't get jazz diaper?
No, because you picked something with two fucking Z's in it. Nobody uses any Z's.
He just guessed a Q. That's pretty much a Z.
Yeah, because he was being a jerk off at the end. Yeah.
Well, you guys are both jerk offs. I expected you to go Z first, not do what you tried to do.
Speaking of jerk offs, did you
try to do anything?
Speaking of jerk offs, did you know in the 17th century, nannies used to jerk off the boys?
What?
To make them go to sleep.
I have nothing to... I would have looked up something to refute that.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I guess I was born in the
all the
year.
Kids in the 17th century, congratulations.
I was born in
that's
the
that's awesome.
Year.
That's pretty much getting...
That's fucking awesome.
In modern era, that would be like getting molested.
Hey, nanny, nanny, I'm too hard. I can't go sleep. Nanny, nanny, boo-boo. Come here, big...
Did you have to make this spitting noise?
I've heard like whiskey in the gums, but I never heard straight up hand job.
Hand job, no, young adults.
I'm almost certain we've talked about the
whiskey
the,
effect,
the jerking off that dolphin.
Who did what?
The lady who jacked off the dolphin in the LSD study?
No.
Ah, oh, dude, she's fucking tripping.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, I thought maybe they gave the dolphin LSD.
That's a great joke.
And then I thought you were going to say they gave the dolphin LSD.
I believe they did. They were trying to teach a dolphin how to communicate. It was a...
What does it lead to that?
This is what they were doing in the 70s. The CIA and like the government funded a fucking study where this woman was trying to communicate with a dolphin and she ended up falling in love
they
with
were
it
in
and
more,
jerking off the dolphin.
There weren't more fucking pressing questions that needed answering?
Dude, the dolphin rizzed her up.
This was the 70s. We thought that was how things work.
Dude, the dolphin rizzed the girl up. That's crazy. Shout
in
out dolphins.
In 1960s, Margaret Lovatt was a part of a NASA-funded project.
NASA.
To communicate NASA. With dolphins.
Imagine being married to her and soon, you hear that shit.
Soon she was living with Peter the Dolphin 24 hours a day in a converted house with a pool.
Imagine you go to NASA and you're hired and they're like, your first assignment, and jack off this dolphin.
No, she wasn't... She fell in love with the dolphin, and that's why she jacked it off, because it was one of the only ways that she could get the dolphin to be receptive to her.
Do you have a male cat or a female cat?
It's a girl cat named Uncle Cat.
Okay.
So that could be confusing.
You know, speaking of inner...
Why? Were you going to tell me to jack off my cat?
That's fucked up, dude.
I think that is where he was headed.
Well, no, I was... Okay.
Well, speaking of interspecies erotica...
What pet do you have?
Huh?
What pet do you have?
I don't have any pets. They all died.
Everyone left you. Okay.
Speaking of interspecies erotica, I remember watching this dating...
Oh, speaking of interspecies erotica.
Great segue. Wow.
It is technically what we were talking about.
You guys were talking about interspecies erotica. Anyway, I was watching this you know those like
dating... I
wouldn't
know if we call it erotica.
It's a fucking erotica. Yeah, she jerked off that dolphin, dude.
Dolphin hand
bro,
jobs.
Dude, she gave dolphin the fucking hand job. Anyway, this girl was dating this guy. They met online, and then she goes, she's like, oh, I got to show you something. She takes him to her farm, and she showed him a miniature a horse. And then she started giving him a blowjob, the horse. And the guy was like, guess what? I like that shit, too. And he started blowing the horse, too.
Well, you have no information that I could verify.
How do you even know this story?
I was watching it, dude. I was watching something, and I didn't think it
would
go there.
What, you were in the
barn? No, not in the barn. It sounded like I was in the
barn.
I was watching this dating documentary about weird relationships, and then it just turned to that shit. I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? And it was like a car crash. I couldn't look away.
Hey, Danny, do you have any topics that aren't about sucking a horse's dick?
Or did nannies jerking off anybody?
Ice Spice got cast in a new Spike Lee movie.
I can see that.
You can see it?
Yeah, because they had Rosie Perez all over the place.
Hey, if they put Cardi B in Fast and Furious, they'll do anything.
Yeah.
She's in the remake of the Akira Kurosawa movie, High and Low.
I don't like the way you said that.
No,
that's his fucking name. What do you want me to do?
He said it less offensively than if I would have said it with my white voice.
She's in a new Akira Kurosawa movie. Like, you want me to say it like that? You
it
want
actually
me to be
did
a fucking
sound
kind of
better the second time.
Yeah, it did.
But.
No. Akira Kurosawa.
Nah.
That's his name.
You know,
after the Hiroshima
it just doesn't feel right after the Hiroshima
stuff. He's yelling, Hiroshima, Nagasaki. All the fucking bad things.
I've seen a few of his movies and I like him. I like him as a director.
Earlier on this episode, you were yelling the locations of Japanese tragedies.
Yeah, and saying that it was good.
Yeah.
I didn't say they were good.
I said I jacked off to the movie four times.
I said it was something that needed to happen. There's a gray area. It's a gray area.
It is a gray area, but saying it...
There's no wrong, there's no right.
No. I mean, well, saying it needed to happen followed by...
No, it's like that... No. You know what it is? It's like that problem, the trolley problem. Like, okay.
It is, that's fair.
Do you divert the fucking trolley and kill all these people?
Explain the trolley problem. Oh, the trolley. Yeah. What are you talking about?
It's like the fucking... There's a trolley heading towards like three people... And you're like, okay, you could save these three people.
But your dad is on the tracks.
But you could save these three people by diverting the trolley to go kill one person. And it's like, what's the better? Do you let it kill three people? Or do you murder this one person?
That's group literally of people and your father is on the tracks.
I'm very much
It's a, literally fucking like psychology 101 college
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, it's like, a meme. It's a meme.
It is a meme too, but I learned about it in fucking school. But that's the same shit as this.
Paying for school for things you learn in memes.
It's a gray area. It's not black, it's not white.
Sit the fuck down. Barack's humping the mic because he's fucking impatient.
Ramadan is Ramadan.
He doesn't have anything to add to this, so he starts acting like a baby and humping the mic.
I love the trolley problem.
Danny didn't stand up and hump the mic during any of your time.
You know what I would do? No, I started saying something actually like insightful, and he gave a wrap it up signal. Like, you fucking jerk off.
No. Yeah, that was bad of Barack.
Hey, you're not a good guy.
The challenge button has
again?
Been...
No.
No.
It's the final part of the show. Let's make predictions for next week.
Shit. It's our prediction portion the episode.
I got to start coming with these things locked and loaded.
Forget that it's a part of the show.
Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead, Barack. You have yours. I got to type it down.
I have a prediction that Panera Bread finally does this collab with Metro Boomin.
Okay.
Collab. You were actually kind of right about one of your other...
The Garfield came back around. Who did a Garfield thing?
Barack Garfield movie is coming out.
And who was in it? It was someone that you said would be in it.
Yeah, I'm the
he
best.
They did a collab with some kind of brand.
I'm just going to type in Garfield and click the news tab and see what any news. New movie, Garfield. People shot at Garfield Park. Ex-Garfield Heights basketball player sent to prison. All right, never mind. It's too hard to find. But...
Panera Bread, Metro Boomin. Next one.
Panera Bread and Metro Boomin...
They finally, this is my last one. They finally find the Book of Secrets.
What? Who? And what is the Book of Secrets? You have nothing for me? You can't vamp while I'm typing?
I can't talk.
He was screaming about it at trivia last night and got it wrong.
What is the Book of Secrets? You can't tell us?
I can't talk about it.
All right.
He doesn't know.
It's the Book of Secrets, dude.
My prediction... is that the Knicks will backslide and have to play in the play-in tournament.
Fuck you.
And that
it's literally impossible at this point.
It is not impossible.
All right, bro.
And that the Sixers will seed up and get out of the play-in tournament.
And by next week, Sixers are doing terrible.
No, they are not. Embiid's back, bitch.
Oh, Embiid!
Embiid's back.
I love that man.
Embiid's back, and Giannis is hurt.
What spot do they have right now? Like fucking sixth, seventh?
We just went from 8-7 last night.
Oh, we. Yeah, you did.
What do you do?
You were there on the floor?
I have a job, and the basketball players have a job, so we have something in common. Oh, what do you have in common with the Knicks?
Nothing. I don't refer to us collectively as the Knicks.
Unemployed. I'm not going to get a job. You'll never make me get a job.
No, so here's the breakdown. The Magic and the Bucks play tonight. That affects seeding. The Knicks and the Celtics. The Knicks are going to lose to the Celtics tomorrow. Then on Friday, the Sixers and the Magic play. If the Sixers win, that gets them out of the play-in. And then Pacers and Cavs play. If the Cavs win, which they should, that bumps us up to fifth. So we're out of the play-in, and you guys still have to play against the Celtics, the Bulls, and the Nets.
Bulls should be easy.
No, the Nets should be easy. They've played the Bulls two times in the last week and a half, and they went 1-1.
Oh.
So they could easily lose. If they lose to the Bulls and the Celtics, the Knicks are in the play-in tournament.
I think they got the Bulls matchup.
I'll take
the Knicks on the
They have a the weird schedule where they've had to play in their last seven games. They have to play the Bulls
three
times.
The Bulls have a weird roster.
Yeah, they could DeMar DeRozan. Like, they're fucking good. And I could see them playing spoiler, putting Knicks in the play-in, and having the Knicks not even make the real playoffs.
No, the Knicks are going to make it.
What, there's not a real playoffs anymore?
No, there's the play-in tournament. So
it's weird now. NBA's different.
So I'll explain. So it used to be just the top eight teams in each conference make the playoffs, right, and then they play. Now it's the top 10 teams have a chance to get the playoffs. The top six make the playoffs, but then 7 through 10 have to play in something called the play-in tournament, where it's one game elimination.
I like this new format.
So 10 can beat 6 and become 7.
I like it.
And yeah. So
I
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. So I've been watching the Sixers like a fucking hawk, hoping that they get to the 6th seed so we don't have to deal with that play-in elimination bullshit.
Now,
Danny?
Now for the moment everybody's been waiting for, Danny's
prediction. Danny, what is your prediction? He's feverishly looking up the Nets schedule.
No, I'm not.
He's looking at the Nets fucking Wikipedia to find out where they were established and
everything. Walt Frazier.
No, I'm not.
Young names.
I'm looking at UFC 300, which is this Saturday.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm going to give out a parlay.
Oh, Danny's parlay. Let's see if the parlay hits.
Zhang Wei Li.
Okay, so I'll just type in Lee. No. L-I.
W-E-I.
No.
L-I.
L, last names.
W-E-I-L-I. Wei Li.
Oh, W-E-I-L is last name?
Yes, Zhang Wei Li, and it's a woman.
Whatever, I don't fucking know these people.
Zhang Wei Li. Justin Gaethje.
Yeah, spell Gaethje.
Gaethje, oh.
G-A-E.
Brazilian.
T-H, he's actually American. J-E has the American flag right next to him and everything. Oh,
that guy. Why, is it Gaethje family?
Go ahead.
And Charles Oliveira, who is Brazilian. He's Brazilian.
So Wei Li,
I don't like your tone.
I don't like how he's being either. But this is the end of the episode.
Again, thank you guys forever. It came out to the event at the Bronx Brewery. Thank you, Bronx Brewery, for giving this opportunity. Thank you, Swan, for giving us a team at Rucker Park. We have a lot of things lined up for you listeners and everybody involved with us and everything we've been doing. Thank you for supporting us. This is Barack.
Yo, it's your boy Danny.
And this is Pete Zapai.
Let me finish drinking this fucking
Duncan. You're Jason. Spiked. Come on, where's Jason going to come in?
When Jason comes, he comes.
He's in a cocoon.
Well, I drove her the news today.
Suggestions.
See my life.
The mics are still hot.
It's gonna change.
Let's go to a bar.
I close my eyes. Begin to pray. Then tears of joy went down my face.
In my head and I can't sleep at night. Would I be so wrong if I fall? Like her tonight, said I need some help.
Yeah, I'm sure the listeners love this.
I was also lost, I took some L's, but now I'm back winning. On the road of money missing. No answer, that is bad business. This 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 is bad business. I will see you win, can't see the hate, I won't be that now.
Ball.
Money on my mind, I cannot settle. Bitch, I'm putting on. If you wanna win, just get a team and nigga get gone. I was on my ass and stacked no chips, but that was my loss. Sitting in the jail, I know these niggas looking at they fucking call up. Like, nigga, know you see.
A Daniel Marrero Productions.
It's bad business, 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 it's bad
business. Hot 97 Summer Jam, 30th anniversary, June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire! Fire.